This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, loss of authority of parents over training kids. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's topic, we will talk about the loss of the authority of parents over kids when they are training them, especially when they need to train them according to the Islamic teachings. In the Islamic lifestyle and in the Islamic teachings, we can see that the parents are made the authority over their kids. The parents have authority over their kids. And they are the core of the family. And the whole family should gather around the father, especially because he is the guardian and he is the wali of the family. And it is also said in the narrations that the children must listen to their father and mother. And we have a lot of supplications in the Quran, the Quranic supplications, in which it is there are praise for the parents, and especially, and also about, it is said to the parents to pray for their generations, not just the kids that they have, but even the generations, so that the generations should be on the right path. So there are many people, and the prophets, they used to pray for their children and the generations. And therefore we can see in such family, the core of the family and the authority of the family, the authority is in the hands of the parents, and the kids cannot do whatever they want. Therefore it is very easy for such parents to train their kids according to the Islamic teachings. And this is what Islam says. Therefore, we need to pay attention to this issue that when we are the parents, therefore, we have the authority and we should use it in the best way, in the proper way, not forcing the kids in the mean that they get disheartened, but to deal with them at the right time, at the right age, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the loss of authority of parents over training kids. In today's world, we see that we have parents at home who are named as parents or mother and father because obviously they are the parents, but they do not have any authority in the house. They do not have the importance in the house as they should have. Rather, we see that the television, the internet, the mobile phone, the tablets, the video games, the school friends, I don't know. There are many, many other things which are the main source of the training kids, and the father and the mother are not paying attention towards these things, and they are not performing their obligation. They are not performing their job. Their job was to train kids. Their job was to train good people and give good people to the society. And now because they left them on their own with the mobile phones, with the internet, with the rest of things, with the movies, songs, and there are many other things, therefore we can see that the ethics of the children has become the way they see in the videos, they see in the movies, they see in the video games, especially these insane video games where we have, for example, like guns, killings, robbing, and all kinds of things. And even in today's world, in the movies, the robbers are the heroes and the cops and the police are the villain. In such an environment where everything is opposing the right path and the which is overruling the policies and the laws of a country, there we have left our kids on their own. And this is This causes the loss of authority of parents over their kids when they want to train them. Therefore, Islam is against such thing. Islam emphasizes on the parents that you must become the authority. You are the authority. Islam has given you the authority, and therefore you need to train your kids. You need to teach them the best ethics. You need to teach them the Quranic. You need to teach them the Quran and the Quranic studies. So it is on the shoulders of the parents, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.